Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Ramadan Nutrition Kitchen. Today we're going to be talking about what to eat for iftar and how important it is in terms of what we eat and how we eat it. So if we look at the hadith that a man fills no vessel worse than his stomach and only a few mouthfuls are required for strength. Now if we look at our eating habits in Ramadan, we don't actually follow this, we go the opposite. So what we're going to be talking about today is the advice that the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, gave us in terms of breaking our fast. If we look at the advice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he states that if any of you are fasting, to break your fast with dates. If not dates, then water. So the first advice is to basically break your fast with dates and a bit of warm water. The reason I say warm water is because after a whole day of not eating, you don't want to shock your digestive system with cold water, so it's better to have warm water, just a little, and some dates. Obviously have an odd number of dates to gain the benefits from the dates. So if we look at dates, it's actually fantastic for when you break your fast because it's got natural sugars that converts to energy very quickly, and that's what we need at iftar time. We also look at dates and we've got potassium in there, it balances the metabolism. The natural sugars, as I said before, are easy to digest. It aids in blood circulation, in the formation of new blood cells, so it's very good if you're low in iron. It's got folic acid, and it's basically like taking a multivitamin. Also, there is a riwayat that the seed of Lady Fatima was from a heavenly date that the Holy Prophet ate. So that's really important to remember, as well as the fact that it was a staple food in the Prophet's diet. He usually used to have it with bread, and the Prophet's favourite was ajwa dates. So what we need to be concentrating when we're eating, breaking our fast, is to include carbohydrates. So a little bit of bread, a little bit of protein, cheese, and some herbs, even a bit of pasta, and things like that. Now, carbohydrates have a very bad reputation, but for iftar time, we do need this because it prevents muscle breakdown, we need quick energy, and it also needs to digest, so we're hungry for suhoor. So a little bit of carbs is fine at iftar time. So what I'm going to show you today is a really easy recipe, and it's a halloumi and olive wrap. It's really simple, very easy, it's got your little carbs in there, it's got herbs, it's got a little bit of protein as well. So take a normal wrap, and I'm going to put that in a pan and heat that up. And what we'll do is we'll take our cheese. Now, halloumi cheese is very rich. A lot of people will be thinking, getting scared about the fat content, but it's absolutely fine. You're having for iftar. You're only having a little bit. And what we're going to do is cut the cheese. So we're going to cut a piece. I've cut one here already. And it depends on how much you want. I'm going to do about 3 slices. Obviously quite neatly, and I'm going to put that on the grill. So cut a few slices, and you know, if you have a grill, very simple, we're just going to place the slices onto the grill. So place the slices onto the grill. Okay, I'm just doing 3, and you're going to put that in the grill for about 5 minutes until it's golden brown. Right, so the halloumi cheese is in the grill. So what we're going to do is get the rest of our ingredients ready, because we're going to bung the rest of the ingredients in a pan with a little bit of olive oil. And we're going to use a tomato chopped, red pepper chopped, and some black olives. Obviously, olives mentioned in the Quran numerous occasions. And it says a hadith about eating it and anointing yourself with it. So it's very good for you. So we're going to do that. I've used black olives in this one. So I'll take a knife. Okay, so we're going to take that and just chop the tomatoes. Tomatoes are, you know, antioxidant, and it releases more antioxidants when they're actually cooked. So, let's cook that up, chop it up. Right, your tomatoes are chopped, and we're going to take some black olives, and I'm going to chop them into small pieces. Some like to have them whole, but I prefer them chopped. So I'm going to chop that up. Okay, so now we're going to take the pepper, and we're going to chop the pepper, okay? So I just cut the end off the head. You know, you've got vitamin C here, you've got, and we only need one side of the pepper, we don't need the whole side of it. So I'm not going to put too many. Whether you want to leave it long or diced, it's entirely up to you. I'm going to have it diced. And you don't have to add this, and you can obviously add chili for taste. So put that in. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take that and we're going to fry it in a pan. So you've got the olives chopped, the pepper chopped, and you've got the tomatoes chopped. And that's going to be your filling with the halloumi cheese. So we're now going to fry that. Okay, so we've grilled the halloumi, and you can see it's been lightly golden brown colour. We've fried our olives, our tomatoes and our peppers and a little bit of olive oil. And now what we're going to do is incorporate that into the wrap. Okay, so the wrap's been heated. So we've got the halloumi cheese, and it smells great. So you can put it in anywhere, however you want it. There's no right or wrong. Okay, so I'm going to take the mixture that we've fried. We've fried olive oil, tomatoes and peppers and a little bit of olive oil. And obviously at this stage you can add chili. We're just going to put it on top of the cheese. So, put it on the cheese. And this is really versatile. You could do anything in a wrap. You could do chicken, you could do tuna, whatever you fancy. If you don't like cheese or you're allergic to cheese, for example, then you can, you know, chicken, meat. But obviously we're looking at iftar now, so we don't want to have too much heavy protein because then you'll be full for suhoor. So I think a little bit of protein and cheese is fine. So we're going to put that in. Now it's all wrapped, you know, all in a line. Now what we're going to do, it's not quite finished yet. What we're going to do is leave that on the side and we're going to garnish it with a bit of parsley. Now parsley is a medicinal herb, it's fantastic. I don't think we use enough of it in our cooking. And even the stalks, I mean some people just don't use the stalks, but it's got calcium, it's got the B vitamins, it's very high in iron. So I'm actually just chopping it and I'm going to put the stalks within it. Okay, so as much or as little as you like. But I think especially in Ramadan we should really increase herbs into our cooking. It aids digestion and it gets all those minerals and vitamins that we really need. Okay, so we're garnishing it with a bit of parsley. And I'm going to take some lemon. Okay, and just squeeze it, you're getting the vitamin C here. Okay, and then we do that and all we have to do now is just wrap it. And it smells divine. And just give it a bit of a wrap there. There is our halloumi and olive wrap. You can serve it with a tabbouleh salad and a glass of lemonade and you're sorted for iftar. So inshallah, thank you for watching, and if you want the exact recipe or ingredients of this this dish, check out our cookbook. Inshallah, see you next time. Khudafis.
For more information on ways you can make the most of your Ramadan this year, visit us at www.ramadanforyou.com.